Sexual and Reproductive Rights SRR. In this section, we look in depth at a variety of issues related to SRR, which are essential to human beings. Sexual and reproductive rights are concerned with a variety of aspects of people's lives, including, but not limited to, the right to bodily integrity, the right not to be abused or violated physically, mentally, and sexually, the right to have consensual sexual relations within or outside marriage, the right to be able to, page 20, decide if, whom, and when to marry or partner with, the right to decide if, when, and how many children to have, the right not to be discriminated against because of one's gender identity and sexual orientation, as well as the right to access comprehensive sexuality education and services and interventions related to one's sexual and reproductive health regardless of diversities of age, gender, marital status, disability, HIV status, gender identity, and sexual orientation, among others. While there remain overlaps between SRH and SRR, the understanding of SRR is comprehensive and includes the right to sound SRH as well. Sidebar: Sexual rights. Sexual rights embrace human rights that may already be recognized in national laws, international human rights documents, and other consensus documents. These include the rights of all persons to be free from coercion, discrimination, and violence, to achieve the highest attainable standard of health in relation to sexuality, including access to sexual and reproductive health care services, to seek, receive, and impart information in relation to sexuality and comprehensive sexuality education, respect for bodily integrity, the choice of partner, to decide to be sexually active or not, to have consensual sexual relations, to enjoy consensual marriage, to decide whether or not, when, and how many children to have, and to pursue a satisfying, safe, and pleasurable sexual life. Reproductive rights. Reproductive rights embrace certain human rights that may already be recognized in national laws, international human rights documents, and other consensus documents. These rights rest on the recognition of a basic right of all couples and individuals to decide freely and responsibly the number, spacing, and timing of their children and to have information and means to do so, and the right to attain the highest standard of sexual and reproductive health. It also includes their right to make decisions concerning reproduction free of discrimination, coercion, and violence, as expressed in human rights documents. Note reference 76. End of sidebar.